How exciting, the block, fans versus faves, and look who's on the dog and bone, it's Kirsty and Jesse, my favourite couple. Very good morning to you guys, how are you?
Good morning, we're good.
Great to catch up with you. Of course, main bathroom week went to Ronnie in Georgia, $25,000 into the renovation account. This week is redo room, I believe, is that right?
Yeah, so it's a bedroom this week and also a redo room. So, but we actually have about 5 spaces on the go this week because we have so many extra rooms than everybody else.
Just because our house is so big, mate, you know, like we have so many extra rooms. So we're still finishing off 2 bathrooms from last week and we've got another 2 bedrooms to do this week.
All right, so completing 5 rooms this week, including a kid's bedroom. It'll be very, very interesting to see how that unfolds. Are you thinking about redoing any rooms?
Yeah, so we have to present a redo room. So we're gonna go back to our very first bedroom that we did at the start of the block, which is our bedroom upstairs. The judges sort of gave us a bit of negative feedback about the styling and the colour that we painted the walls. So we're just gonna, you know, touch all that up, put a bit of different furniture in and just make it look a bit prettier for the judges.
Yeah, terrific. So bedroom week and also redo room week. So you've chosen the bedroom, the first bedroom. Very, very interesting. Like you say, the biggest house on the block, that would create some challenges, I would have thought.
Oh, definitely, mate. It's the biggest block house in block history. Just an amazing house, incredible how big this house is. I just can't believe it. The amount of spaces we have compared to everyone else. So we're going to just do the minimal in this bedroom just to reface it, and then we'll try and put that money towards the rest of the house, the other rooms.
Now, obviously, there's been plenty of drama on the block this season with the great cheating scandal. Is that sort of like fessed out now, has it? Has everyone moved on?
Ah, you never move on in TV land, in reality TV land. it does, but then it comes back up so many times because it goes on to affect so many things. Like, even just this week alone, because the schedule was changed, it meant that all the sponsors get stuffed around and, you know, when they were scheduled to do certain rooms, they've got to change that. So for this week, for example, the wardrobes, there weren't meant to be any wardrobes supplied this week. So Kinsmen at last minute have to try and scramble together to get enough wardrobes for 5 houses, and looking like some people might not actually end up with wardrobes, which is actually what happened to us in the basement week because, Kinsmen weren't scheduled to do anything in the basement in that certain week. We had to spend $4,500 out of our own budget to then go and find cabinetry from somewhere else. So, yeah, it becomes really frustrating, and I guess that plays on a lot of people, and, you know, they think about, you know, this wouldn't be happening if there was no cheating scandal to start off with. So it definitely shows its head up a lot more times throughout the rest of the show.
All right, so the drama continues by the sound of it, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
It's only just begun, mate.
Oh, there we go, something to look forward to. All right, well, it's great to catch up with you guys, and thank you so much for the update this morning. Best of luck with bedroom week and also redo room week. Travelling well in the competition. Tough challenge, but doing good. And thank you so much for joining us, hey?
Thanks,
guys. Good on you guys. Great couple, aren't they? Kirsty and Jesse from The Block. And, of course, it's back on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now.